Ruth chapter 2. Naomi had a relative called Boaz, who was a rich and powerful man, who was a relative of her husband Elimelech. Now remember, Elimelech has died. One day, Ruth said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields to glean the corn that the harvesters leave. Perhaps I will find somebody who will allow me to do this." And Naomi replied, "Go and do so. God bless you, my daughter." So the idea of gleaning was that when the corn was harvested, the harvesters didn't actually get all of it, and bits and pieces fell behind them, and they didn't gather it all up. And the law of Moses said at the end of harvest, you mustn't go over the fields again and gather up the bits that have dropped. You must leave them so that the poor people can come and gather them up. So Ruth went to the fields and walked behind the reapers, picking up the corn which they dropped. And it happened, and this was clearly in God's purpose, that she was in the part of the field that belonged to Boaz. Now, Boaz was allowing the poor people to walk right behind the reapers and pick up whatever dropped immediately, but that's not actually what the law of Moses said they had to do. The idea was that at the end of the harvest, well, instead of going round scouring your fields for every little bit that got dropped, you should allow the poor people to pick that up, to glean it, it was called. So you see that Boaz picked up the spirit of God's law, and he actually went beyond what God wanted, what God asked. He went beyond the letter of the law. And that is the purpose of God's law. God's law is not a chain, and we're not like a cranky dog that is controlled by the chain, and we think, oh, God's given me all these laws. Oh, I don't want all these laws. Oh, I wish I were free. That's not the idea of God's law. The idea of God's law is that actually it's an opportunity for you to go further. It's like a springboard that you jump up and down on and then dive off to lead you further. So Boaz understood the spirit of the law, that, yeah, by the end of harvest, let the poor people come and pick up what your reapers missed and dropped. But he actually allows these women to come and walk right behind immediately the reapers and pick up immediately. Sometime later, Boaz came from Bethlehem and greeted his workers by saying, "May Yahweh be with you." "And Yahweh bless you," they replied. Straight away you get the impression of a man who talks about God unashamedly to his workers in the workplace, and they also use God's name in replying to him. Boaz asked the senior foreman who was working in the field, "Who's that young woman?" The man replied, "She is that Gentile who returned from Moab with Naomi. She asked me to allow her to follow the reapers and to glean the corn. She's been working from early morning, and she's only just now stopped to rest for a while beneath the shelter." So she was working so hard because they were so poor and they had nothing to eat. That's how poor they were. And the sun would have been so hot and bright. She just had a little break beneath a shelter. That's how poor she was. It's a bit like today, people are scummaging around in garbage cans, dustbins, looking for scraps of food. This was the equivalent in those days. Boaz said to Ruth, "Can I please advise you, don't go gleaning in anyone else's field apart from mine. Work with the women here. Whenever they are going out, whenever my reapers are going out working, you go behind them. I have ordered my young men not to make a problem for you. If you're thirsty, just go and drink from the water jars that are filled up over there." Ruth bowed with her face to the ground and said to Boaz, "Why should you have such a concern for me? Why should you have such a heart of kindness to a Gentile?" Boaz replied, "I've heard all things that you've done for your mother-in-law since your husband died. And I've heard how you left your father and your mother and your own country and have come to live among a people whom you had not known before. May Yahweh reward you for what you have done, and may you have a full reward from Yahweh, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to trust." Remember, Ruth had said to Naomi, "Your God will be my God, and I will go wherever you go." Ruth replied, "You are very gracious to me. You have spoken directly to my heart, even though I am not at all equal to even one of your slaves. At the mealtime, Boaz said to Ruth, come and have some of my bread and dip it in the flavoring. So she sat with the workers, and Boaz passed her some roasted grain, and she ate until she was full, and she still had a bit of food over. When she went back out to continue gleaning, Boaz ordered his workers, let her pick it up even when the bundles are lying, waiting to be picked up. Don't say anything to stop her. And further, pull out some corn from the bundles purposefully and drop it for her on purpose so she can pick it up. So Ruth went on gleaning the corn in the field until the evening. When she'd beaten it, it came to over 10 kilograms. So she took the corn back into the town and showed her mother-in-law, that's Naomi, how much corn she'd gleaned. She also gave her the food that had been left over from the meal. That's the nice food that Boaz had given her. Naomi asked, so in whose field did you glean? May Yahweh bless the man who has shown such grace to you. Ruth told Naomi that she'd been working in the strip of field that belonged to Boaz. May Yahweh bless Boaz, Naomi exclaimed excitedly. Yahweh always keeps his promises both to living and dead, because that man is a close relative of ours. So he has some duty, perhaps, to care for us. Ruth said, he told me to keep on gleaning the corn with his workers until they finish the harvest time. Naomi said to Ruth, my daughter, it is indeed better that you work with the women in the field of Boaz. Otherwise, it could even be dangerous for you if you went to someone else's field. So Ruth worked there, and she gleaned corn until both the barley and the wheat harvest were over, and she lived with her mother-in-law. So Israel were not very welcoming of Gentiles. They were racist, they didn't like foreigners, and that's why both Ruth and also Naomi and Boaz both warn her, you know, you could get beat up doing this gleaning. So make sure you just do it in the field of Boaz because he's being kind to us. So you just see how the mentality of people is the same. Now, the tragedy is that Israel was supposed to be welcoming to the Gentile, but they weren't. And poor Ruth, she'd sacrificed her relationship with her parents, her homeland, her culture, because she wanted to accept Yahweh as her God. And she wanted his people to be her people. But when she gets to Israel, she finds that generally, apart from Boaz, they're pretty nasty and they don't like people like her. So that's all the more faith and love, true love for Yahweh that she showed.